Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition here of Let's Talk About It, Jamestown 107.1, and we are streaming at newsdakota.com. Of course, you can go back and listen back to our podcasts. If you search out KQDJ Podcast, you can listen to us on whatever platform you like to play your podcasts on. Right now, we have Regina Olson with us, District Clerk, Outreach Specialist, Stutzman County Soil Conservation District. We also have Courtney Kicker, District Tech, and Tree Program Manager. Guys, thanks for swinging in here ahead of the snowstorm or whatever we're going to get. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, we are going to be talking about a big event coming up here on November 2nd, Stutzman County Soil Conservation District, Ladies Ag Night. So what is this all about, guys?
So basically, it's just a fun night for ladies in the county to come and get together, get away from family, from kids for a night, and enjoy a nice dinner, some door prizes, a couple guest speakers. Just a fun night to get away from everything else.
Absolutely. And you've got some really interesting guest speakers on this list. Talk a little bit about them.
Well, our first one, we've got two guest speakers. The first one is Liz Smith. She is going to be talking about conservation practices of any size, whether you're running a big farm or you just have a big yard in town. Just kind of talking about the different types of conservation things you can do, whether that's planting trees or a pollinator habitat or stuff like that.
Then we got Tiffany Mickelson. She is the owner of Tiffany's Apiaries and Logistics, and she's coming in to talk about bees and, just about her being a owner of a truck business and, being a lady in ag. And that's the thing with the event. You don't have to be in agriculture to come. I think, if you just have a passion for conservation in general, it's a great night to get out and learn something new, and then have dinner. And we're going to be doing crafts, and the door prizes are amazing. So,
yeah, I was looking at the agenda of things going on. You've got you're going to have, of course, the appetizers and stuff to start with. You got dinner, but like you said, prizes and crafts. So it's not just speakers. There's a lot of different things going on with this event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really jam-packed evening. Tried to get the most bang for your buck and really make it worth your time to come. And then, yeah, we've got quite a few door prizes, over 20 different door prizes drawn throughout the evening. There's definitely something that will pique your interest, different baskets and a couple different excursions you can go to.
Wow.
All sorts of stuff.
Very cool. And you mentioned the craft. What is the craft going to be? What are you going to be doing with that?
It's going to be a floral mason jar craft. It's seasonal. So whether that be fall or Christmas, we're going to have a little bit of everything so that you can kind of make it your own.
And again, this event coming up November 2nd. You guys, what is on the menu? What are you guys serving up for dinner? What are the ladies going to be eating?
You have your choice if you want to have Marry Me chicken or beef tips and gravy. Had them both, and they're both really, really good. We're having it at Hidden Acres or Hidden River Acres, and they're catering the event. So really good food. Definitely really good.
They are top shelf. Absolutely. So again, this event coming up on November 2nd, Ladies Ag Night. Now, do you have to get tickets ahead of time? Do you just show up? How does that work?
Yeah, you need to buy tickets ahead of time because we only have 50 tickets for sale.
Okay.
So if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to our Facebook page, Stutzman County Soil Conservation District, and there's a link on there that you can click on. Tickets are $50, or you can give us a call at 701-252-2521 extension 3 and purchase a ticket over the phone, or you can stop down to our office. We're located in the USDA building.
Guys, anything else you want to throw out here? Any other information we need to know about the event?
I don't think so. I think it's just going to be super fun. Really excited. It's the first time we're doing this, and we want to kick it off and have a good first showing of it so we can keep having this every year.
All right, Ladies Ag Night, November 2nd. And so put that on your calendar. Guys, thanks for coming and appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.